Well, hello, and welcome to the Points of Interest podcast. This is the most generic podcast on the internet. My name is Josh Hawks. I am the 303 Ninja, and right over there, he is my podcasting partner for life. He is the other guy. It's Mr. Francis Fernandez.
We put the fun in funnel cake. I was going to say funeral, but that we don't. Funnel cake.
We could put fun in funerals.
Yeah.
I don't really do funerals, but, you know, we could.
You don't do funerals.
Not really. No.
Well.
It's not how I choose. Choose to remember somebody.
If I had a choice, I too would not. Even though I am going to put a picture of a funnel cake as our GIF, or GIF, if you like to say the peanut butter.
If you like to say it incorrectly.
Ooh, burn. On the Twitters.
Choose GIF.
Loose guy.
You only say or choose GIF if you're a choosy mother.
That's true, because choosy moms do choose GIF.
Exactly.
Difficult to argue that fact. Anyway, how's it going, man? How you been?
Busy. Not with anything of, you know, any importance to life or, you know, furthering my education or understanding of life, but, you know, busy.
You don't need no education.
Actually, you know what? I think if I had a little, maybe I wouldn't be in this position.
Well, no. Education is a farce for many, many people. People find education better off if you did something else. Become plumber, an electrician, air conditioning unit repairman. I don't know. Whatever Mike Rowe tells you to do, because that was the guy who's he had like a whole ad campaign about like
he got a whole show.
Yeah. Oh man, with that deep baritone, you know, that deep. Well, deeper than us.
Yeah. Well, you know, unlike Mike Rowe, I wasn't an opera singer before Discovery found me. And decided I
You're
had.
You're joking. He was an opera singer.
He did on stage.
He was a non-opera singer.
Yes.
Wow.
He has done.
I can see it.
He's done opera. He's done a lot of like stage work. And then I don't know exactly how Discovery picked him up, but in one of the episodes of Dirty Jobs or something else that he did in some interview, he's like. No, it was on Dirty Jobs because there was something that had like some great reverb and he got underneath it or stuck it to his face and just started, you know, doing his operatic style of singing.
Oh, I didn't tag you on the post. Sorry.
That's why I'm like, I keep hitting refresh and I don't see it. It's okay.
I didn't tag you. I apologize. Okay. I usually tag Josh, but anyway, Dirty Jobs. That was a fun show to watch, though. That was a good time.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. But then again, he advertised during like I don't remember. I think it was during one of the elections, and he's like, "Hey, be a plumber or be an electrician or you know, do something else other than college because college sucks." I'm like. I have a degree. I mean, I'm not mad. I got a degree.
Sure.
Like, it's fine.
I mean, like I did vocational, you know, type of things. I got a couple certificates in specialized education, you know, things, but didn't really
specialized education things.
Yes. You know, like, you know, kind of like, shit. No, it's not funny. Never mind.
Hi, Ginger, by the way. Hello, Ginger.
Kind of like Qui-Gon. What the fuck is his name? Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he's got a certain set of skills.
Oh, he has a particular set of skills.
Yeah. I have two of those. I have two particular sets of skills. And
Two. That's pretty good.
That's better than none. But you know, neither one of them really, one of them helps me out in every place I go and everybody I talk to, because I go, well, this guy's full of shit, or this guy's lying, or this guy seems trustworthy. maybe he is, maybe he isn't. This guy is not telling the truth. And the other one is, if you got a computer system from the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, I can rewire that shit.
Give me your DOS. Give me your CMOS. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, you need a phone box wired up? I can twist you some pears, my friend.
Pears.
I guess untwist you some pears.
Yeah, they taught me how to, like, make my own, you know, how to wire up, like, not coax cables, like, Ethernet, like, cables, mm-hmm. just, like, being able to attach a little thing at the end, and it's like, oh, yeah, just...
R30.
I couldn't do it now.
Whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't do it now, but apparently that was, like, a thing.
You just need a crimper. Anyway. You know, the specialized crimper.
Oh. Have my crimp walk.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, what else is going on? What else has been happening?
As
you move us away from that topic.
Well, yes and no, kind of, actually, on the subject of just jobs in general. Something I was thinking about recently.
Yes.
Somebody asked me, why didn't I just stick to whatever I was doing? Nobody asked me what I did before my current job. They're like afraid to ask me or something.
I've never been asked what I've done previously in any job ever.
Oh, maybe I'm the weirdo that asks people what they did prior, because what someone did prior could definitely lend into what they're doing now. You never know.
No, I mean, well, like, I'll bring it up if somebody says something. Like, sometimes people talk about, like, credit card debt or something, which is a weird thing to talk about. We talk about it anyway. And I'd be like, I used to work for a credit restoration company. Oh, sure. This is what we did to help. Blah, blah. You know, so like, that's when I bring it up. But sure. Nobody ever goes and like, hey, Francis, what did you used to do before you did this?
Okay, so I'm the weirdo that fucking does that to people that I work with then.
You are, because I don't do it. I don't do it.
I'm generally interested in people. You know, and sure. If I'm working with them, if like, I gotta protect too much kayfabe at the current place, but the last place is like, what'd you do before this? I was in management, so that made sense. You know, like, have you done packaging before?
Yeah.
Have you done, you know, some sort of line work where you have to, you know, work by the second almost? Oh, you have done packaging before. Okay, so this should be a refresher course instead of you've never done this before. Well, let me start you from, you know, block 1A.
I guess because that sounds like a management question. Sounds like a question HR would ask.
Sure.
Like, oh, well, then we know how to train you, or now we know what to do with you. Whatever. But I get it. Like, you know, I mean, even when I was in positions of power, I'm just like, you know, just get as long as I can see you're getting the job done, I'm not going to, you know, prod.
Sure. It's not even prodding for me. I guess I just don't want to, like, insult someone's intelligence. So if they've already done something, just like the thing that we're doing at this place, different product, but it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to be like, okay, well, this is how you do this. And this is, you know, like. You know, how long you been in the weed industry for? Oh, it's your first job in the industry? Well, you clearly haven't done this job before then, so let me show you how to do it. You know, or you've been in the weed industry for how long? Okay, cool. How long you been in packaging? Most of it? Oh, sweet. Well, you know everything already, basically. This is how we do things here.
Yeah. There you go.
But somebody asked me, why don't I just go back into doing whatever I was doing before.
Okay.
And part of it is, as we discussed on here many a time, I don't want to work till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Not my thing anymore.
Right. Yeah.
This last job totally spoiled me on the hours in which humans should work. And I don't want, don't want to work that late. It's just not something, it just doesn't work for the way I live my life today. 4 years ago, different story. It's the same reason why I didn't go back into being in the travel agent industry. Or, yes, I've done retail a bunch, but not necessarily. I didn't go back into video games. You know, I did.
Right.
I did loss prevention. I did, you know, different aspects of retail. I think it's much like, funny way of saying this, I guess. I kind of feel like, because I don't have a career. So this is all tying back to what we were first talked about when we first started here. I don't really have a career necessarily. So
right.
It's not a big deal for me to jump different industries or whatever. Because I don't have, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a credit card specialist, you know, I'm not an accountant, you know, whatever. Right. Like, I'm trying to just throw anything out there.
Yeah.
And to me, going back to doing something I did prior, it's kind of like getting back with an ex-girlfriend. Like, you left that.
I guess, yeah.
I'm not opposed to doing something I've done before, but everything I've done before is a stepping stone to get me to where I am.
Right.
The experiences that I've gotten from whatever over here and this place over here all led me to the place I'm at now.
Yeah.
Good or bad. Because I also think doing this weed industry for the last 10 years has been a detriment to my finding a job in the regular people sector of the city, because
you do get typecast, right?
Yeah.
Because now there's an expectation, like, you know, when you end, and I think that's the case for a lot of kind of niche jobs. Like, let's say you work for a gun range, right? Most likely they're not, you know, if you work for a gun range, you can't just jump to different jobs because, well, you worked at a gun range, right? It's very specific type of work. You're right. Working with weapons, and, you know, and not everyone has a positive or even just a neutral kind of like idea on guns, right? People have an opinion.
Sure.
Same thing with weed. It's like some people still think it's terrible. Some people still think it's like a gateway drug to other things, you know?
They have a staff full of people in cubicles that are still drunk for the night before.
Well, the thing is, you're early. 50 years from now, people are going to look at weed as like people look at alcohol now. You're just a little early. You're just a little too soon with that.
And with that said, though, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I wanted to find some way to bring that up. This up is that I'm proud to have been part of the foundations of the weed industry in Colorado. Like, I'm proud to be a part of that. To say that I was in it for 10 years. I got to see everything that's happening now. We talked about that shit possibly happening way back then. And it's crazy now it's all coming to fruition. It's not helping. It's not helping me get a regular person job, because people, I see it, and they're just like, it doesn't matter that I was a manager at all the places that I was in that industry. It doesn't matter. I don't think you can't speak in absolutes. But right now, it's not fitting people's idea of their ideal employee.
Well, I think people still view marijuana as like a last resort type of industry, right? You've done everything else. You've done your fast food. You've done your retail. You've done your construction. You've done whatever it is that you're doing, even though it's, you know, there's a medicine, like an actual medicinal reason for using it, or there's like whatever. You take away the recreational stuff. Like, there's a reason to take it if you're in pain, or there's a reason to take it when you're doing cancer treatment, right? Like, there's a reason to take that stuff. So it's not awful. It's a medicine, but it's still kind of like, well, Reefer Madness is still kind of lingers in the minds of people.
I can't tell you how many times in the 10 years I was in the industry, all, you know, selling weed basically all 10 years.
Yeah.
How many people, older people, and I'll let you decide what older is, but older people come in and say, I want to try something, but I don't want anything that's going to make me go crazy. And then I beg, well, you need to stay away from this shit over here then. Right. Like, but you're pointing at a blank wall. Yep. Air will make you go crazy. Like this, the
okay,
statement.
Okay.
Like, no, I'm just like, none of this is going to make you go crazy. If you're already crazy, it might activate something. But you know what?
I mean, people still do it in secret, though, right? Like, people, I mean, you can't do it in public.
I sold weed to a cop, so I know cops smoke weed, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do, but you wouldn't know because the vast majority of people who do it on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
While the people who openly do it, for the most part, in my personal experience... not present company.
I'm not a very good example because I'm just like, I don't care. What? I'm smoking weed on the street. I don't.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, you're not like the people that I've encountered where they reek of it and they're just a mess, you know, in the sense of just like they're not paying attention to anything. They're just gone. Right. And it's the ones, and those are the ones that give it a bad name. While there's plenty of people out there who I have seen personally who just like do it and are functioning like normal, regular human beings, mm-hmm. and like they're just in a different state of mind. So I think the people who do it and do it badly are giving a bad name for the people who do it and do it well.
Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of like it kind of ties into, you know, not going backwards in jobs. Like I said, if I was educated and had a career path,
it's not too late. You can educate yourself.
What's that?
And you can go back to school.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it's too late. I'm not saying it's too late or it's an impossibility. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying right now, currently, today.
Yeah.
There is no set career. You know, so for me to decide to do light accounting stuff or to go do travel agency stuff or to go do this or do that, I don't, you know, it's not a big deal to me because then I'm getting a lot of education of a lot of different facets of life.
Yeah. Well, you're getting street smart, if anything, right? Based versus like a more formal, Ginger says some guy smoked it on a plane with me and he reeks. Well, some people do reek.
If you and somebody else are smoking weed on a plane, first of all, I mean, congratulations for getting away with it.
Right.
You know, but
you can't even vape on a plane, so yeah.
No, not unless you go into the bathroom, shove something under the sink valve thing, you know, the little suction valve thing, and then stick your face in the sink with your vape pen. Then maybe you can get away with it, but you got to make sure that thing's open. Constant suction. I mean,
some dude on for YouTube points or whatever, TikTok points, cooks like disgusting meals in airplane bathrooms. Like they boil shrimp and stuff in an airplane bathroom, and it's really gross. Just fill the sink up with like water and like cook.
It's of really all the awful. Places. To make something, a airplane bathroom is not one that I would do it in.
Ginger says that he was not. It was not smoked on the plane, but he smoked before boarding, and thus had the stench.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know, take a big handful of edibles before you get on a plane. Not on a plane. Well, you could if you took a big handful of edibles. You might feel like you're on the plane, but yeah. Just take a handful of edibles, you're sitting there, order yourself a ginger ale. Have yourself a snack mix.
Have yourself a snack mix.
Enjoy a cartoon or three or four on your phone or watch the whatever disaster film they're showing, you know, the day after tomorrow or something.
Oh, man. The worst thing I saw was turbulence so bad that the flight attendant was walking down with a cart or something, and she shot up to the ceiling during the turbulence, just shot up and then poof down onto the ground. Everyone else was buckled in, obviously, but there's just that the one, and this had drinks in her hand, just drinks went everywhere. The drink just showered everyone with soda and coffee or whatever it was.
Gin and juice and tonic water.
People were definitely sticky that flight.
One of the worst things in the world to be covered in Verner's.
Jeez, yeah.
I don't like
Verner's. It was, but anyway, so you were saying though, so you don't go back, you don't go backwards.
When I look back at my work career, the working career over the whatever 20 whatever some odd years I've been working, longer than that, almost 30 something, whatever. I've never really done the same thing or gone backwards. Like, once I, the weed industry, I was like, okay, I'm in the weed industry. I'm here for it all. So let's do as much as we can. You know, I did travel agency before that. Then 9/11 happened, and I was like, well, there's no fucking point in being here because no one's going to be flying for the next 6 months. So let's go arrest shoplifters at retail clothing stores. Because I've always wanted to do that, and it seems like it'd be fun. And I think there's going to be a lot of theft happening. So let's go. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
Especially nowadays.
The stories I could tell if I could not have to protect so much kayfabe.
But I get it. I understand. You're right. Everything's kind of like a staircase. It's like a staircase, right? Every job a step upward.
You take what you learned here and you apply what you can at the next place.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like I've done a lot of that. Like, the place that I did the arresting of shoplifters of clothing, at the place that sounds like Rodstrom's.
You don't have to say it.
No,
you
don't.
You don't have to give it away.
But like, I took there and they're like, hey, you're really good at what you're doing. We're going to send you to interrogation school so you could be even better at what you're doing. And I was like,
you too can arrest criminals.
Yeah, you too can interrogate employees and see if they're lying or not. And I did that for a while. And after, you know, doing that for a bit and deciding that as much fun as it was, I wasn't very good at it. I can teach you how to do it and you'd be really successful. But me, myself, not being good at confrontation, not very good at it.
All right.
You know.
Okay. So what's the next step then?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay. The place I'm currently working at, speaking of security stuff, I actually asked the security person, hey, what do you pay your agents, detectives, peoples, whatever the fuck you call them? Because, I don't really like confrontation, but I like money. And I can deal with confrontations if I have enough money.
Drug. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. I hope that whatever this step is continues to push. You know, you're on a new ladder now. You're on a new staircase. So hopefully, this staircase will continue to move you onward and upward.
There's always the memes of like, take this pill and go back to 1985 and fix all your mistakes, or take this pill and have unlimited buckets of money so your problems are, you know, who cares, you have money. And it's like, sometimes I think I'd go back and fix the O-ring on the Challenger, on the booster, you know, fix, or be like, you know what, maybe you guys shouldn't fly, I'm gonna go unplug something so you can't. and maybe I'd be an astronaut. because that's what I wanted to be since I was like a fetus. I was an astronaut.
All you had to do was tell the engineers, hey, test the O-ring in cold temperature because that's the one thing you can test for.
Yeah, go back far enough, right?
Yeah.
Like, just you, test maybe the you guys should test in this in cold temperatures. Just, you know, just in case.
Just in case. You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
But better safe
than sorry. Not here to, you know, make any butterflies or nothing, but maybe you should check it. And then make some kind of doo-doo-doo-doo-doo and then disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably, because, yeah. I watch a lot of space stuff and space is cool.
Well, I mean, I guess the only disadvantage would be is, you know, as a person who is a recreational partaker, you couldn't partake at any as an astronaut.
Yeah, I mean,
but the high, I guess, would be going to space.
Well, sure, but you know, there's then the what if.
Right.
You can't.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well,
you'd be an astronaut, and I'd be the president of the United States,
eating peaches.
I mean,
peaches.
I know everyone hates our 45th, but he had a good idea on the whole press a button, get a Diet Coke. I really like that idea.
Hmm.
He had a button on his Oval Office desk, or maybe it was the bedroom where he pressed the button, and then like one of the White House staff would come in with a glass of ice and a cold Diet Coke. I wouldn't make it a Diet Coke. But no. I make it another soda of which I love, and I'm like man, like, I would like that.
Like a Sprite.
I'll take that.
You know, or like
Sprite, yeah.
Like a cream soda of some sort or something. Or like
I just know that when speaking of cream soda, I know that like Europeans hate the taste of root beer. Like they hate the taste of root beer. They think it tastes like cough medicine.
Interesting.
And like I love root beer. Yeah, I love root beer. Like root beer is one of my favorite drinks and people hate, like, yeah, you ask a European to drink root beer, like, what is this swill? What are you trying to poison me? Are you trying to kill me with the swill? Ugh.
What is root? And I don't like that you make beer from it.
Have you ever had a birch beer, which is kind of the same thing, but made from birch?
I can't say that I have.
Have you had sarsaparilla? Ah, sarsaparilla's great, too.
I think I have had sarsaparilla once, but I can't. Yeah. I couldn't pinpoint where it was or anything, so I think I'm Mandela affecting myself.
Well, I'm hoping to go to the local Renaissance Fair in the next few months, in which they do, yeah, sarsaparilla, woo! I can't read the name,
sure,
but yes.
I'm sure if Lister's mate was in here, he would let us know that the Fiddler's Convention probably has 18.
Oh, I'm sure the Fiddler's Convention has sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla, so it's sassafras. Sarsaparilla. Boost. Oh, they, you know what? So, you know, WonderCon is coming up.
Yes.
And the one thing that I've seen popping up in conventions, regardless of what state that we're in, is the gigantic root beer booth with the bronze.
I love that booth.
With the bronze cups.
I have one from LA Comic Con. I have one of the cups. It has LA Comic Con on the side of it. It's amazing. Love that cup.
It makes me laugh because like root beer is like probably one of the least thirst quenching drinks out there.
Oh, I beg to differ. I love root beer.
It's so sugary.
I beg to differ.
That's
what's so great about it. It's like my one treat, right? Like it's
well,
like,
it better be for the $35 fucking cup.
You get free refills, though. That's nice.
Sure.
You get a free refill. Sorry. You get a free refill. But still, that's enough.
I mean, is it? If it's really
12 ounces of soda.
They have like 7 kinds of root beer. How are you going to just choose between two?
Why is Swiss talking about Sioux City, though, and sarsaparilla? That, the Sioux City part is the part I don't understand. But sarsaparilla, yes.
Maybe it's
Sioux City,
a company.
Oh, maybe.
And a city.
Maybe it was also the thing that you drink when you were a kid. So when you were a kid, right, and you were like, I want to be an adult, and you would drink the BRC bottles of root beer because they looked like glass bottles of beer because they were just IBC, thank you.
Yeah.
IBC. So you get your glass bottle of IBC, and you're like, oh, look at me, I'm an adult, I'm drinking real beer. And it's just root beer in a freaking brown glass. It's like, ah, oh, this is amazing.
My stepdad had some sort of affinity for IBC root beer. And I remember when Pops would buy a six pack of IBC, he would, Pops never really came down on us too hard, right? Stepdad, yeah. After all. But he'd be like, do not drink more than one of these. Like, okay.
Well, I mean, Ginger's saying soft drinks dehydrate you, so it makes sense. You're going to be thirsty. Either that or the pretzels are going to make you thirsty, but yeah.
Pretzels are good, too.
I love pretzels.
But yeah.
And I guess Bush the Fisherman had Barks growing up, which, yeah, Barks still exists, Barks. And it doesn't have bite.
It's got plenty of bite. I love Barks.
And it's got all my favorite.
And Barks, it's got all the old time English spelling of everything.
It does. Do you have A&W fast food joints there? Do you have A&W fast food joints?
They exist. I don't think anybody goes to them, but you know, they still operate in a few locations.
Have you ever been in? I mean, they're awful, don't get me wrong, but you can get a delicious root beer float from an A&W. I mean, the typical burgers and fries, whatever, that sure. Stuff is fine. It tastes like typical burgers and fries, but you get it for the freaking root beer float, man. That delicious, frothy root beer float.
They do, but their ratio is wrong.
Yeah, no, the ratio is right. No, more root beer, less ice cream.
No. You want a little bit more ice cream. Just a little bit. You don't.
Most people.
You want more than just do. A scoop.
No, I just need enough. Because it gets too foamy. So I just need just enough foam. So it's like,
well, that's why you just. This keep, is you get you know, the can of root beer and you just have it to yourself. And you just, you know, dollop yourself. Yeah. Not dollop, but you know, hash yourself out some root beer as you need it.
I suppose. I don't know. I'm more of a, yeah, give me my Barks, put in a thing. A and E is the best, or maybe A&W. I'm thinking Ginger is saying A&W. It's the best. A fountain drink and not out of the can or bottle. Yes, A&W is the best. As a fountain drink, you're absolutely right. I've seen it in the can. I'll take the can if it's there, but you're right. If you get it from the fountain.
Great. I mean, you can go to Sonic and get a really not great root beer float. Much Sonic, like, you actually, you can get at Sonic, you can get a lot of not great things. There goes our Sonic sponsorship.
Well, the only problem is I agree with you, because Sonic has, their food is mediocre at best. Their tater tots are pretty good, but everything else is mediocre to okay. But then the drinks, because they have like all of these different types of like iced drinks, like
right?
Slush drinks,
blended, yeah, slushy drinks, yeah.
They win on the slush drinks because sure. The slush drinks are fantastic.
They should change their slogan to whatever it is now, to Sonic, mediocre food, great drinks.
Well, but you don't go to a Sonic. You go to Sonic for the gimmick, right? Because the gimmick is it's like a like a 50s diner.
Yeah, but nobody roller skates to the. Maybe they do out there in fucking make believe land where you live. But fucking motherfuckers that work here, they just walk to your car.
Skating. They got to roller skate to your car.
Maybe in the summer.
With a tray.
Maybe in the summer.
And then do the spin. Oh, yeah, maybe in the summer. But they'll spin.
It's hard to rollerblade in the fucking 4 inches of snow.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They don't use rollerblades over here, though. It's genuine roller skates. Mm.
I've seen both.
The real deal roller skates, yeah.
I've seen both. But yeah, depends on the location, I guess.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about your ladder of work, but we can move on to something else.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't really know what the ending of that is. It's just going backwards feels like going back to an ex-girlfriend to me, and I just feel like you should just take what you learned at the place that you're at and move forward, unless. You have a career path. You have, you know, you have an education in psychology or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. People get into banking and they just stay in banking. you know, or whatever, you know.
I've been doing my same job, but in different departments for over 10 years now. Like, that's the longest I've ever been at a single job, right? And I've been here forever. I mean, it feels like forever, I guess, because 10 years is a long time. But, yeah, if I could, if it paid well and I could make, like, a real career out of it, I'd go back to the movie theater, 100%.
Hmm.
Well, I love the movie. The movie theater was, like, my favorite thing I ever did was working for the movie theater. So I would do that again. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from, though. I understand. Yeah. I understand what you mean. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was one particular retail electronic, you know, giant retail company that I worked for that I, if they still existed, that would be something I would be like, you know what? As gimmicky and fucking ridiculous as it was, that was a badass place to work. I'd go back there.
If for some magical, mysterious reason I won the lottery tomorrow or today or whatever, I would sell all the geek stuff that I love. I'd make the ultimate geek Toys R Us, like a store that sold everything. Comic books, video games, so anime, manga, it would be name it, it's there.
A brick and mortar version of damn it, what was that place where you can get the tactical bacon from? And ThinkGeek.
Oh, like a ThinkGeek, yeah.
But exactly. ThinkGeek, but also a comic book store.
And the gimmick, the big gimmick is there is a set of chairs, a big window with an on-air sign, and on the other side of that window is a couple of mics and the ability to stream, and there would be daily podcasts from that booth. And you can have a live audience. You can have a live audience, you can get interaction, whatever. But you had that as part of the deal, you know. That is like, I've dreamt about this forever. Like, this is the thing I've been thinking about since we started doing this, you know, almost 15 years ago. Yeah, almost 15 years ago. That has been like, oh, I would totally do that. So, anyway, 15 years, God.
Come a long way since that Rock Band microphone.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Yours is still hidden. Mine is like right in my face.
Well, I mean, but it's not dangling from a fucking basement rafter with three dudes huddling around it to make sure that we all got picked up.
Clawing at it like a cat.
Yeah, it's my turn to talk. Let me look on the old list here since I don't have transitions.
While you're transitioning to the next subject, let me just say lemon pure leaf iced tea. I like it.
Arizona
the raspberry tea that I'm having.
The raspberry is too sweet.
Yeah,
The sweet tea's good, but like the raspberry's too sweet. Different kind of sweet, I guess.
That's all good.
PAX happened this past weekend.
It did.
We weren't there.
Yeah. We weren't.
I have no idea what happened
there. I've never been to a PAX. I've always wanted to go.
It looks like it might be fun. Very video game heavy.
Well, it is. I mean, it's Penny Arcade.
Yeah, so yeah. But I'm just saying,
it's video
for the people that don't know.
Yeah. All the big news from PAX was just Final Fantasy 14 stuff. So if you're a fan of that game, there you go. You got all of your Final Fantasy 14 news there. But like, if you're a gamer, well, just. Drama in the gaming world now anyway, it doesn't really matter, but yeah,
there is
so much. There is, yeah. Companies are fighting, so there's currently, at least what it looks like from my observations, is that major it's Gamergate 2.0, people are calling it.
Can't think of anything fresh. Okay, good.
No. So it's a bunch of journalists and companies fighting against the gamer in this one for almost a very similar reason in the since the first Gamergate. But this version is companies and journalists want to make it's a female body types. And there's a game coming out called Stellar Blade. And it's a woman who's sexy and wearing little clothing, and people are upset that's how we represent our heroes. We want them to look plain and like regular people. And the gamers are like, no, we want to look at something hot while we're playing a video game. Like, you want to look at something attractive while we play. So there's a little bit of butting heads on this. Even Microsoft today was like, we're going to stick to, like, we're not going to do curvy beauties. You know, that's not our goal. Our goal is to just make kind of like characters that look kind of like you and me. And the argument is like, we play these things to escape. We don't play to become you and me. we play so that we can escape reality and like have like, that's why we watch TV and watch movies. We don't watch that stuff or so we can see ourselves in there. We watch it so we can get escape from like all the stuff that sucks in our life, stuff like that. So there's a little bit of a back and forth right now with that. Clearly, I don't know who's going to win.
Clearly the people that are upset weren't alive when Dead or Alive was a major franchise, when you can go into the settings and change boob bounce of all the female characters to your liking. From a 0 to 99.
Oh, that's an argument. People are arguing like those games don't exist because of kind of current climate for a lot of gaming companies, and they want it to come back. They want that stuff to return.
You know, Dead or Alive, Beach Volleyball.
That silliness.
It was a whole game.
I talked to someone about that recently. They're like, oh yeah, there's the Beach Volleyball game. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that was a thing.
It was a great volleyball game. It just happened to have scantily clad Dead or Alive characters in it.
So there's some back and forth with that. I'm curious what side is going to win, because the side has to win at some point.
I think I've seen a clip of said game, whatever the hell it's called.
Stellar Blade.
And somebody, the caption on it was something to the effect of, you know, is this an action game or is it a porn simulator? And I was like, well, I mean, they can't make porn simulators and put them on a PS4, so PS5, whatever. So, no, this is the obvious answer.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Like, I'm whatever about it. It's just, like, it's such a strange thing. Like, if they make attractive characters in video games, great. They do it for, I guess the other thing is like, it's a double standard. Like, the men are always buffed out and attractive, right? And they're okay with that. But for the females, they have to be homely and whatever. So anyway, again, it's just an interesting thing to follow.
Did you ever watch Muppet Babies?
That's a weird transition, but yes, I did.
Just answer the question. Did you ever watch Muppet Babies?
I did, yes, yeah.
I thought Nanny was hot.
You only saw her legs, didn't it? Wasn't it? That was it? Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I see where you're going. I see where you're going. Yeah. All you have are legs. Yeah. Yeah.
There's some striped socks.
Babies. Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes they were just bare calf with like
they were always striped
the bottom
socks.
Of a dress or something.
No, they were always striped socks.
Oh, striped socks?
Yep.
So was she the Wicked Witch of the West or something?
Like, no, she was just Nanny. Nanny was whoever you wanted it to be. But I'm just saying, she had nice calves.
Did she speak?
Yeah, a few times. No. Most of the time that she opened up the door, she would lecture the Muppet babies about something or tell them all to keep animal under control.
But it wasn't Peanuts where they sound like, meow, 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 right? No. It wasn't like that. Okay.
I'm just saying, like.
Anyway. Yeah. So did you find their topic, by the way, since we were.
Well, that was.
Oh, that, PAX. Yeah. Well, yeah, so PAX. You brought up PAX. Why'd you bring up PAX?
Because we weren't there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure other podcasts are talking about it, so we should, you know, put it in the things of. List of things
just,
we talked
just
about.
Just for SEO.
Yeah, exactly. We mentioned it.
Yeah.
We weren't there.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
Nothing. I saw nothing. I saw absolutely nothing come out of it.
Other than our mutual friend who was there, that's the only thing I saw or like picked was like some of that. But most of the news that came out was, yeah, Final Fantasy 14 expansion information, which is what people were anticipating. Not a lot of gaming news. There just isn't.
No, the only thing in gaming news that's really interested me recently are these new handheld emulators that have, you know, it's just like the
I don't know,
the plug and play emulator for your TV that has, you know, 15,000 games on it, and they also have a handheld version.
Oh jeez, yeah, you know, those
less
are, yeah,
but you know, still a lot of games on it. You find out about it, and you don't even dip your whole body into the rabbit hole. You just kind of dip your toe, and you're like, oh, wait a second. I can get games that I haven't played in 20 years. This might be a good investment.
I guess the one gaming thing I'll bring up is, this wasn't at PAX, but today they mentioned that the guy who got Neuralink implanted into his head, you know, the computer that attaches to your brain.
Yep.
You know what he did? Remember played what he did? Played Civ 6. Yeah.
For
like 8 hours straight or something.
Stayed up all night playing Civ 6.
Yeah, he didn't sleep. Exactly. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm just going to play video games. I have this implant where I can do anything, or more or less. Like, I can control things with my mind. Just play video games for, you know, it's fine.
I mean, maybe cool. Maybe there's a second guy that has that same device and was controlling that boat this morning.
Maybe.
That was a fucking stretch, wasn't it? That was a stretch, huh?
That was. But look, yeah. Our hearts go out to people of Baltimore as they.
Yeah, I'm not here to make jokes.
This tragic
about
thing happen.
No,
people are already making jokes about it. It doesn't matter. It's there's never a too soon anymore. People just make jokes about stuff all the time now.
So you and I flew into Baltimore one time, and I wanted to ask our friend who drove us from Baltimore to Philadelphia if we had crossed that bridge or not.
I'm pretty sure we did. Francis Scott Key Bridge. I'm pretty sure we did. I'm pretty sure we did. Because I remember being on a big bridge and being scared and being freaked out.
Well, that's something that, you know, we wanted to bring it up. Why we wanted to bring this up. Not to talk about the bridge collapsing necessarily, but...
No.
Not, but use that as a thing to talk about, as, you know, Francis apparently is terrified of bridges.
For the most part, we have a couple of bridges here in LA. Do you have bridges on like that in Colorado?
Like that?
Like, I guess not, because you don't have a lot of big bodies of water.
No, Colorado. But we have mountain passes.
Which is scary, do you think? Well, mountain passes can't collapse, can they? I guess they could, huh?
There's signs all the avalanche way up and down the pass that says falling rock.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what you're supposed to do with that information and pay attention to the road, but, you know, it's there.
I've taken a mountain pass once where this gigantic boulder took up half the road, and it was fresh. It was a fresh fall. So, I mean, I get it, but you're right. I don't know. I guess you swerve into the open air. If a rock lands in front of you, you just swerve into the open air and just hope for the best.
Yeah, basically.
But a bridge.
Yeah, like, but a bridge.
We have bridges here.
Well, I mean, what about a pedestrian bridge? Does that freak you out?
As long as it's only bridges over a body of water that freak me out. Okay. We have overpasses and bridges
But what if you did a pedestrian bridge over the LA River? Is that going to freak you out? technically a body of water. I mean, normally it's just in that little rain ditch, but, you know, if it was flowing.
I know, because the bridge is like the one in Baltimore is over the ocean.
Oh, so you're like, not, you're not jumping. You're not going to be first in line to fucking run across Coronado, the Coronado Bridge.
Oh, no, because that's over the ocean.
Yeah, that's a big fucking bridge.
I mean, I get freaked out walking on boardwalks that go over the ocean. Santa Monica has a big boardwalk. Mm-hmm. And I try not to look down because part of me is like, what if it breaks and I fall into the water? Like, I can swim. I have sure, the ability to swim.
You like the pier just the boardwalk?
The pier. When you get to the end of the pier.
Okay.
Yeah. And you look down and it's just these big wooden things and underneath is just water. Slightly. Not as much as a bridge, but slightly kind of like makes me anxious.
I mean, I know how you feel about balconies. So.
Well, yeah, I'm a heights guy. I don't like heights. Yeah. So I don't like to be near balconies. But yeah, I just, deep water is my other fear. Like, deep dark water freaks me out completely. I can't watch a movie. I can't watch videos of, and there's tons of them on YouTube. And sometimes I just kind of do it to freak myself out. Because you like that feeling of like, are the ones where they show like, the Titanic. They show the Titanic underwater. Freaks me the hell out. I can't do it. A sunken ship underwater. If I see it underwater, freaks me out. I can't do it.
I pitch a fit in that fucking submarine ride at Disneyland. I don't like it. You're under fucking 6 inches of water. I'm freaking the fuck out.
That's true. Yeah. Have you? And they changed it since you've been on it last. You know, now it's just Finding Nemo stuff all over the place, and it's really well lit. So it's even less kind of like foreboding because it's just like really well lit pool water, and like a couple of fish floating around. It's pretty lame, but that's not lame. It's fun. It's fine. It's fun. So anyway, but you apparently don't go over enough bridges to really care, it sounds like.
I don't have a height fear. Height doesn't bother me.
It's not the height part for bridges. It's the falling into the water part that freaks
me out. That doesn't bother me. It's the stopping at the water that bothers me.
Yeah. It's not the fall. It's the sudden stop. At the end.
We've gone over my fears. Clowns freak me out. I have irrational fears of stupid things.
So if it's a bridge over clowns, you'd freak out.
Well, no, because
just a bridge over a sea of clowns.
Because then it would just be like, well, good, I'm away from those motherfuckers. I'm going over them.
Yeah, that's true.
I could spit on them from up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I do have fear. We talked about earlier. I'm not a big confrontation person. You know, despite, you know, sometimes I go out there and stick my fucking bird chest out there. But the whole time my bird chest is going out in on the inside, I'm going, oh, God. Thank God adrenaline's a thing. No, because I couldn't do this sober. You know, just like if humans didn't have adrenaline. I couldn't stick my bird chest out ever.
Well, I realize what happened in Baltimore was a complete accident, despite what the internet says. Tried to drum up. It just seeing the whole thing collapse, like, not just renewed, but doubled my fear of bridges in general, because I'm like, oh, my God, it's just that easy. Right, it's like out of a movie. That looked like a movie, like effect. Right? I mean, it looked real. It's like, oh.
How did you feel about the 88 earthquake, or the one freeway?
I was too far away from Northridge. Yeah, I was too far away from Northridge to experience that earthquake, and I was too young to care about the freeways because I was only 8 years old when that happened.
Have you ever been on that stretch?
So. I have. I've driven by it, but I don't associate it with with the earthquake because it's fully repaired. Like, if there's nothing, you know. But, yeah.
I mean, that one section of the 10 is repaired, or the 5 or whatever, that had the big collapse, overpass collapse from the fire. Yep. That, I mean, they fixed that shit in, like, it's fucking 30 days.
Mm-hmm. And it's great. It's well lit. It's really nice looking area. You know, it's a masterwork of architecture in the sense of like road building. It's like really impressive. But
the things you care about when you get older.
Right. Yeah. No kidding. But yeah, that's all I really want. I just like it. It's terrible that it happened. It's fascinating to watch. Like, I've watched that video a million times. With commentary, not commentary, but with like pointing out like, hey, this is when a thing happened, this is when another thing happened. It was like, okay, like stuff that really kind of tries to explain why it even happened in the first place.
Right, tries to explain with like, the zero information that's available.
Exactly. But there's observational stuff that you can kind of come to your own conclusions. Like, okay, well, it was an accident. Oh, there was a power thing. Oh, whatever.
Sure.
Like, all this stuff. I mean, anyway,
if a boat's adrift, for it to have any kind of rudder control, probably nil. Something that big. I think it said it was doing 8 knots, which we determined was about 10 miles an hour. At who knows how many tons the boat itself, you know, quote unquote dry weight is, then you put all the containers on top of it. Momentum's a thing. And here's the thing about boats.
Yep.
Boats are an engineering marvel in a lot of ways. They're not good at stopping.
No. Boats are very bad at stopping on a dime.
There's been one boat in boating history that's been good at stopping, and it was made to fight in the rivers of Vietnam. I can't think of what it's called.
Oh.
But it had jacuzzi engines.
It wasn't the one that Hulk Hogan manned in his show Thunder.
No, or something? Because that boat was specifically made for that show. Show was partly a commercial for Hulk Hogan, partly a commercial for WCW, and partly a commercial for whoever that boat company is.
Well, it was the Knight Rider of boats. Like, he was like a boat that could, like, not transform or anything, but it was like a fighting boat. That was a fighting boat. I can't remember the name of that show, but yeah.
Thunder in Paradise. Hulk Hogan.
Thunder in Paradise. That was it. Yeah.
Horrible show.
That's funny. Horrible show.
Horrible. Can't think of what this boat is called, but it was a boat that was used in Vietnam to fight in the rivers. Had jacuzzi engines, which was really cool. And it may have been a Swift boat, but their party piece, if you will, is that they were able to throw the jets into reverse and can go from full speed to zero in like 10 feet, 15 feet, something like that.
And you just fly off the boat.
I would imagine.
Called Swift boats.
Possibly.
And they just called Swift boats?
I don't know. Okay. We clearly have a delay going on as well.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Move one day. That's all I can do.
I guess so.
Trying to look at over everything. So the last little thing we'll talk about here, since there is such a big delay going on here. That is to say that I think that if you, regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of what position you have, even, but specifically to the thing I want to talk about, somebody at my last place of employment contacted me the other day to let me know that they had a gift for me, that they saw something, thought of me, and got it, or whatever the case is. And I said, I returned, you know, replied to the text. I'm like, I haven't been there in 3 months. And the person just replied back, yes, but you're one of the best, you know, supervisor managers I've ever had. And, you know, I just appreciate you. Like, wow, that's really flattering. That's pretty awesome. Sometimes you need that little bit of endorphin boost, you know. But I guess the point being, I just treat people the way I've always wanted people to treat me, you know, in a managerial subordinate relationship. I don't know how the fuck you say that without sounding like an asshole. But I've just like, there's, I've never, my technique of being a manager is there is no line in the sand. What I know, you should know as well. Like, what's the word everybody you be using these days? Gatekeeping.
Gatekeeping.
I'm not a gatekeeper. Okay. Like, if I learn something in a job, I'm going to pass it on to everybody, because everybody, if I know it, then you should know it too. There's no reason why you shouldn't.
Right.
Like, there's no reason for you as the worker bee to only know worker bee jobs, because one day, possibly, you're going to get moved up. And I would, me personally, would rather than just get moved into a position I don't know shit about, at least have an idea, because my boss has been like, oh, well, this is what I have to do. All the things, hey, you want to do this? That helped me out today. Then you're kind of handpicked, sort of. I don't know. I don't know the point being, but I'm just saying, like, treat people cool. Treat people nicely. And sometimes 3 months after the fact that you haven't last worked with them, or years later, you know, like, I still have people I consider friends that I worked with 20 years ago. Like, if they, you know, I'm going to one of their weddings this summer. I have not worked with this person in 20 years.
What?
Well, 15 years. Haven't worked with this person. They're getting married. I was like, I'll be there.
Nice.
So it's just
very kind of you to participate in something like that. That's very, it's very cool that they are like, come along, friendo.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
But who cares? Let's do this thing.
I think it's cool. Like, maybe I'm over here trying to, you know, toot my own horn or something, but I don't know. When I got the text saying, you know, this and that, it touched me. I was just like, oh, that's really cool. I mean, I've thought about everybody there, but not enough to fucking buy anybody anything. But
I mean, yeah,
I think it's cool. And I'm excited to at least receive whatever this thing is. And, you know, they want me to drive down to the old work location. So it might be fun to see a couple different faces, you know, but that's low on the priority list, you know. Is it more of it is like, yeah, I'll meet up with you and we'll get some food and give me whatever gift you have.
It is patting yourself on the back a little bit, yes, because you are being like, well, yeah, hey, I mean, but there's nothing wrong
it's
with
my
that.
Show.
I feel, well, not only that, but like, we joke about stuff that happens to you that I think doesn't typically happen to anybody else. I think the vast majority of people do not have the situations you find yourself in regards to just like coworkers, relationships, stuff like that. Like, I'm sure the vast majority of people, if you were to tell them, this is what happened to how I got to this point, their face will just be covered in envy, because they can't get that kind of response from anybody in that same way. So, that's what makes it so interesting to kind of, because like, I've never experienced any of that stuff. No one has ever done anything like that for me. You know, and we've both been working for, I mean, you've probably been working longer than I have, but we've worked, like I said, I've been at this job that I've been at for 10 years. Right. And like, no old past employee has ever been like, did that Francis guy get him a thing.
Right.
But I never felt the same way about anyone else either. I've never felt compelled to be like, you know that coworker I used to work with at this place? I want to get them a thing. Ever. Never crosses my mind. Once I don't work with them anymore, out of sight, out of mind. Like, I forget they exist.
And for a lot of people at jobs, that is totally the case.
Yeah.
Completely the case. I've worked with people and then they go, oh, you know, do you remember so-and-so? I'll be like, nope. Don't remember that person at all. Well, you sat right next to him. That's cool. Don't remember him.
Exactly.
Yeah, like exactly. You said, like, well, you know, once this place fired me or this place, I left this place, I left it. And the people I stayed in contact with are the people I stayed in contact with. It's just like high school.
Yeah.
When you graduate high school, you talk to fucking 6 or 7 people that, you know, you left behind, and you might talk to 3 or 4 of them the rest of your life. Maybe. Same thing with jobs.
Yeah. So that's all. That's all I'm saying in my end. It's just like, yeah, I get it. I mean, that's great. It's really nice. And you should be happy that that happens. And keep telling these stories. Because, again, it's something that other people have not or may never experience ever. So it's just kind of like, okay, well, it's nice to know that there is, and it is a fable. That's a moral to a lot of fables, is like kindness begets kindness, you know, doing something well begets other people to want to do something well, or doing something for others makes people want to do stuff for you. It's just this give and take relationship that we have.
I mean,
this is the lion and the mouse. This is that story right here in the flesh.
I mean, the person in particular that did this thing for me, when I was working there, I recognized that this person always showed up early, was always willing to take on whatever, you know, needed to be done. So me personally, I was like, hey, you're kind of my go-to person. You know, if I need something, I need help in the morning, whatever, you're always here. At least I know if I need help, somebody holding a ladder, I can say, hey, person, can you come over and hold a ladder for me? And you'll do it, you know, properly, or, you know, whatever the case. Yeah, poor example, but you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Right. Just like asking people what they did prior to the position they're in now, I guess I'm just an anomaly in the sense of, on one hand, I work with you, and that's it. We just work together. Don't care. On the other hand, it's like, but maybe you did something prior that I actually have interest in, or I did too. We can bond that way and become a little bit closer instead of just, hey, person I work with.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't really have an ending to all that, but I'm just
it's okay.
Treat people.
It's the MO. Treat
people nice. You know, sometimes you got to treat people like assholes. Do that too. But, you know.
Treat people. Patrick Swayze said that in Roadhouse. Be nice until you don't have until you find your moment where you don't have to be nice, or whatever he said. So
and then he kicked somebody nice. In the mouth.
Then he roundhouse kicked the person in the mouth. Yeah. So no, good moral, good thing to kind of pass along, something to remind people. You know, we talked about a few things. We're in a progressively angry and bitter, you know, world we're living in. It's nice to be nice every once in a while.
I mean, I'm not saying that you got to be nice to every fucking single person you run across.
I mean, if it doesn't hurt.
You know, if you know, you make eye contact with somebody, acknowledge that person. If, you know, if they acknowledge you, don't ignore that person. You know, you don't have to fucking become best friends with somebody while you're standing next to them in the grocery store or nothing, but like, whatever.
I know too many people are like that.
You're really good friends with somebody that's like that. Remember? Elevators and me.
I guess.
And so, context. I'm the guy that talks in the elevator. I'm the guy that looks to my friend that's in the elevator and goes, hey, man! While my friend gets embarrassed.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I can't wait till we're in an elevator with a bunch of people together, and I just turn to you and say, so yeah, I'm thinking about laminating my nuts.
I love that. I'm sure. I mean, it's hard to do that kind of stuff nowadays because there's a lot of prank YouTubers out there that do that similar thing where they'll say something ridiculous just to get a reaction. And
that's true.
Like, it's recorded. So I think fewer and fewer people are going to, at least fewer and fewer people in like Gen millennials and above, I won't say Gen X, but millennials and above and younger are going to be like, where's the camera?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's more, you know, a thing that exists in your world.
I guess so.
We're just people just hanging out on the fucking pier with their little tripod with their phone, recording some stupid music video, lip sync into a music video.
TikTok. I've seen TikTok videos being created in person, and it's stupid. I hate it.
You know, actually, I got rid of the TikTok. Not because people are telling everybody to get rid of the TikTok.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But when I'm looking at my apps that I use, and I'm like, I never open this. Like, I never post anything on there anymore, and I never open it. So I'm going to open it, I'm going to delete my account, and uninstall it. We're done.
I keep it just because too many people I know use it, and at some point I'll look at their stuff every once in a while and be like, wow, a lot of people I know use TikTok. A lot of people post videos of themselves talking. It's really weird. But yeah, it's fair. Everyone loves it. Ugh, TikTok.
TikTok. I just couldn't do it.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You know, and the algorithm is all weird there. I liked one scantily clad dancing chick, and then next thing you know, that's all I was getting were scantily clad chicks dancing, which I'm not complaining about, but I'm sure there's other things on that platform besides scantily clad dancing chicks. All dancing to the same song, too.
There definitely are.
So, as much as I like...
Yes, that's the other thing.
As much as I like shaking hips, I need a little bit more from my social media.
There are trends. That's true. There are very many trends out there.
I mean, the one that was fun that ran on Instagram for like a couple weeks before Instagram got too smart, where the girls were like walking almost all the way out of frame and then taking their boobies out and shaking them and then walking back into frame. That was fun.
I missed that one. Oh, I missed that one completely.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you still see a pop up. Or pop out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's everything, I guess. As I look at the list. A year ago, I wrecked the car.
At least everything that we can't...
I said a year ago, I bought a car, and 6 days later, an asshole crashed into me and wrecked it. That happened a year ago.
Oh, yeah. You're hitting that anniversary.
Right? Yeah. Not one you really want to celebrate, but you know, one that definitely I was like, oh yeah. Pictures, sad pictures that came up on my Facebook.
It was the topic of this show for like 6 months. Almost like a
Well, I mean, yeah. Between that and the first car getting, you know, smushed.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I was going through and making room on the old Podomatic website where you find all of our that's the base where all of our fine episodes not all of them because I'm poor and can't afford all the space in the world, so I was going through and deleting some of the older episodes and came across one that said rental cars are fun, and I went, huh, that lines up about the right time of when I first got into that full-size Honda Civic. I'm going to listen to that episode for a few minutes. And we did. We talked about how I got into a full-size Honda Civic and I started falling in love with the Honda Civic. And here we are now.
I'll put it, it, upload it to Internet Archive so at least people can listen to old episodes.
I should do
it's
that.
It's free.
Yeah.
And you can put as many as you want. Yeah.
I should do that. Project for next week. Because I'm too tired after work to do shit. I think that's everything for this week. The delay is getting even worse. So, okay. Francis, where can people find you on the internets?
At AKA the other guy on everything, and when I say everything, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything, Blue Sky, all of it. Since the sarcasm.net, fine, go there. But really, go to supergeekedup.com for the improv show that I'll be doing tomorrow live. That'll be fun.
It is fun.
So go check that out. Yeah.
I like being there. I like being on it, even though I'm not very improv-y. I try. I'm really good at messing up his shows, but
sure,
you know, it's still fun to be there. And I hope one day that we can all do it again live, because that was fun too. So go check it out. Wednesdays live. It's fun. You can find me at 303_ninja on the Twitter. It's 303ninja on the Instagram. POI podcast for pretty much everything. You can call us, text, voicemail, call into the show, 314-764-7631. You can email us at thepoipodcast@gmail.com. I think that's everything. Got anything else to say, Francis?
No, you guys are fantastic. Keep it up.
Thanks for everybody that's here every week, everybody that watches, everybody that downloads. You're all awesome.
Be sweet, Ginger.
You be sweet, Francis. I don't know. Man, it's getting bad. Okay, so we're done. See you next week. Bye.